Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Tonight I have titled my devotion as Look Unto the Lord, which is taken from Micah chapter 7, verse 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. A little bit background on the Micah. Micah was living in a situation where the people were deeply ingrained with sin against one another. Now, this has left the people of God in an impoverished state. And Micah described the prevalent moral situation of his time as where trust and loyalty were a rare commodity. One could not trust in a friend or put confidence in a companion. And even with families, within families, he observed betrayal and strife. But instead of loving and caring for one another, every man was selfish and looked on his own thing. Now in chapter 7, verses 1 to 6, Micah experienced a terrible situation where he could not find someone he could trust or turn to. Have we ever experienced similar encounters where we need help and there was none we can turn to or confide in? Now, in times like this, Micah could only turn to God, who was or who is the only faithful and trusted one to confide his problems. Now, God promised him that he will hear him because he is the covenant God. As Moses told the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, know therefore, that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Note, not just 1 or 2 generations, but to 1,000 generations. Yes, faithful is he that is God, who calleth us, who will also do it. God is also a compassionate God. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Yes, God watches over each one of us, just like a father, as a father pitieth his children. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Psalm 103, verse 13. And finally, God is also a caring God. Peter encouraged us, casting all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. And the psalmist says, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. Yes, the Lord cares for us and think of us individually. He knows us intimately, that we are poor and needy, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But he is our help, and he is our deliverer. So knowing who God is and all that he can do is a great comfort. We always go to someone who knows us and who can help us. So it gives us the confidence that we can look to him in all our trying situations that we face. Now, Micah wrote this and shared his experience. And I pray that this will be an encouragement to all of us tonight. Now, Micah, in his difficulties and trials, told himself, I will look unto the Lord. Now, dearly beloved, who do we look to when we are in need? Do we turn to self? Do we turn to man? Or do we turn to God? Now, self and man will fail us. We get help from others, but human help is always limited. It is a fact that self and man are finite and are incapable to provide all the help that we need, even though they very much wish they could. Sometimes it can be frustrating to seek help or to wait for man's help, isn't it? But God never failed. And he cannot fail to help us. The psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2. Yes, that's exactly what Michael did. He looked unto the Lord. Because God knows our innermost being, which no man can understand. Not even our loved ones or the best of friends. How often we lament that no man understands our woes and sorrows? Be it our pains and sorrows as we lie on the bed of affliction, our loss of loved ones, our financial needs, our broken relationship, and even our emotional struggles day by day. Only God is omniscient. Only He is all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful to render help to us. He is the Holy Comforter that comes alongside us to comfort and to hear us with groanings which we cannot utter. Indeed, our God and only God is sovereign and is in control of everything. We need to understand God's sovereignty and humbly submit to His will, to appreciate that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Not my will, not my want, which is always self-centered, but God's will be done according to His best interest for us, though oftentimes we may not understand why. But God knows, and He will supply all our needs. For he that spareth not his son, his own son, but delivereth him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? O ye of little faith. So we must learn to focus on God, the giver, rather than our own selfish needs. We receive help not because we are pitiful or we are deserving. Rather, it is God who pities us and gracious to extend His hand to help us. He is the covenant-keeping God. He is compassionate and He cares for us who are His own blood-bought children. He will not turn us away. Neither will He forsake us, nor leave us. So, besides Luke, Michael also told himself that I will wait for the God of my salvation. Now, what do we do when we are in need? Do we rush to do something? Or do we pause and pray? Do we wait upon God for His salvation and deliverance? Often in desperate need, we hurry to find man's solution. Now, brethren, the more desperate we are, the more we need God. Less haste and more faith are what we need most. So the psalmist's wise counsel is to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. However, our human nature always tries to outsmart God, and we acted too fast to our regrets. It is not wrong to seek man's help, but let's do it with an attitude of dependence on God, who allows trials to test our faith. In James chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, humbly let us ask God to show us His way and let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 1, 4. But waiting requires patience, and God knows what is best for us. My daughter-in-law used to teach the son patience. And you ask the son, what is patient? Patient is to wait. We must be willing to wait upon God. Therefore, let us wait on God and seek his wisdom and solution. He promised that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, the giver to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Note that the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercies and good works, without partialities, without hypocrisies. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So God will answer us and he will deliver us. God's promise is that once we receive his wisdom and employ it to our trying situation faithfully, the outcome is peace. Is peace. We can have the full assurance that he will take care of it as we cast our cares upon him, as we lay at the feet of Jesus. Now, isn't this what we desire to have? Yes, thou, that's God, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Do we trust him? If we trust him, then we can leave it to him to take care of it. And it will surprise us how calm, how serene we can be when we faithfully trust in the Lord for his deliverance. Now, Michael was certain that God will hear me and my God will hear me. Is God your God? Is God your God? Is God my God? If he is, we can rest assured that he will hear us. Are we in constant touch with him? Not once in a while, but daily as we fellowship with him. So when was the last time that he heard and answered your prayer? Do you know? Can you remember? Men may be too busy to hear. Sometimes I'm guilty of this. My wife and grandchildren will remind me that they are talking to me, but I did not give them my ear. So the golden rule applies. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. We must be attentive and genuinely give a listening ear to those in need. Sometimes all they need is for someone to listen out to them and not necessary to give them the solution. But we thank God that he is always ready to hear and answer. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3, and this is our deep verse, which we claim as a promise from God that when we come to pray corporately, he will hear us. And go to Isaiah, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65, verse 24. God is our high priest. As God's children, we have the privilege of having Jesus as our great high priest, who have ascended to heaven to intercede for us. And we are often reminded that he knows our needs. But do we believe and appropriate it to our daily living? Oh, that God may help us to trust him fully and surrender our all to him. We cannot appreciate Father's promise till we personally experience his loving care and answer prayer. So let us tonight begin by being specific in our petitions and observe how the Lord answers them. It will help us to strengthen our faith as we experience how real he is in keeping his promise. So in conclusion, let me sum up what we learned tonight. If you can't remember everything, remember three words. Look, wait, and hear. Michael told himself, I will look to the Lord. I will wait upon the God of my salvation, for he will hear me. Now Peter fell into the water when he turned away from looking to the Lord. We must therefore learn to look up to the Lord daily for his grace, for his help, for his guidance. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. In conclusion, I'd like to share what Spurgeon says. From peace and joy to provisions and love, God's blessings are immense, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Our Lord Jesus is ever giving. He is the sun ever shining. He is the manna always falling around the camp. He is the rock in the desert, ever sending out streams of life. The rain of his grace is always dropping. The river of his bounty is ever flowing. And the wellspring of his love is constantly overflowing. Who has ever returned from his door unblessed? Who has ever risen from his table unsatisfied? His mercies are new every morning and fresh every evening. Who can know the number of benefits or recount the least of his bounties? The answer to all the above is obviously no. Therefore, let us look unto the Lord, who is ever ready to help us, his needy children, and will in no wise cast any that look up to him. May the Lord bless us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are a God of love. You are the God who have chosen us out of this world, out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, Father, for giving your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus, to die for us, to save us from our sin. Will you not also with him given us all things that we need? So Lord, teach us that in the time of our need and troubles, not to look unto men, but to look upward unto you, from whence cometh our help. So may you encourage us, and especially we pray and commit to you, brethren who are in need, whose are suffering, and whom may not have people to minister to them, but thou knowest. And may you comfort them, may you strengthen them, may you hold them fast, given all your promise that you have given to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.